Hello again, this is Buck Benny speaking. I am so ecstatic to bring you this wonderful presentation. This is the first one in a series of presentations I'm going to be bringing you by Phil Harris. And this is not the Phil Harris show, this is something entirely different. I've always kind of thought in my head, what are some things that I'd like to hear? And one of those things, you always hear Phil and Jack talk about Phil Harris's performances at the Hollywood Bowl. And I know that years before that, he was at the Coconut Grove. And I've always thought, wow, if you can get a recording of one of those performances, that would be really cool to hear, to get a different side of Phil Harris as the true band leader. Well, from 80 years ago, we now have available to us performances of Phil Harris at the Coconut Grove from the exact same year that Jack Benny was first coming out on radio, from the 1932-33 season. So, from 80 years ago this year, we're bringing you some wonderful performances of Phil Harris and his band at the Coconut Grove, with great sound, and I hope you enjoy them. One thing, the first couple songs are just instrumentals, but the third song in today is going to have a fun Phil Harris vocal to it. It's worth listening to. I hope everybody enjoys these. We have more episodes like this coming your way. I'm trying to talk one of our listeners, Jim, into introducing the episodes. I don't know if he's going to or not. His concern is he doesn't know that much about Phil Harris and the band. But in trying to help him to understand, I don't know much about that either. But when I don't know much about something, I do a podcast. What I do is I might say something like, oh, the trumpet playing in this song remind me of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And when Glenn Miller would perform a song like this, here's what would happen. And then I explain about Glenn Miller. Or I might say, oh, this is a song that was made famous by, and then talk about some other band for a while. I think my listeners just want to hear as much information on to set the tone and the time as possible, so I don't think that my presenters need to know everything about every little piece of history of something. But if they know some of the history, they can dovetail off into sharing that. I'm sure that saying, at this point in time, in 1932 and 33, Tommy Dorsey's band was doing this, would be interesting to add to the conversation, even though we're presenting shows on Phil Harris. So I'm encouraging Jim or anybody else out there who knows a lot more than I do about big band music to maybe introduce these Phil Harris shows. And certainly we can bring over some other big band music as well to present to augment and enhance these presentations of the Phil Harris performances of the Coconut Grove. Anyway, without further ado, here's our first episode of Phil Harris at the Coconut Grove. I hope you enjoy it. And email me and tell me if you do at buckbennyotr@gmail.com. See you next time.
We now invite you to come in fancy to Los Angeles and the famous Coconut Grove. Here the stars of Hollywood are dancing to the music of Phil Harris and his popular Coconut Grove Orchestra. Lots of us have made hay in the sunshine, but Leah Ray, our dimples from Dixie, says, I'm making hay in the moonlight.
making hay in that moonlight, right in my baby's arms. A little harvest for two is just bound to come true. Hey, hey, I'll say, it looks like we'll have a sweet honeymoon night with its wonderful charm. 'Cause I'm making hay in the moonlight, right in my baby's
arms. And now for soft lights and sweet music. Take a stroll into the heart of a forest, then close your eyes and you'll hear the lullaby of the leaves. Thank you. Bill Harris is a changeable fellow. We know he's busy, yet he says, I've nothing to do but love.
Happy?
Oh, yes.
Nervous?
Yes.
Excited?
Yes, because my baby said yes today.
Her name is?
Her name is Mandy.
The preacher?
Oh, I got a Mandy.
Says it?
He says it's just dandy, cause he thinks he'll collect a fee. Say, I've nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. Then I've nothing to do but love, 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 love. I got a few things that I must borrow. Then I've nothing to do but love. Oh, I'll be coming right around the corner with my hi-hat, gloves, and cane. Then someone better go ahead and warn her, cause I'm so nervous I'm near insane. Oh, nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. Then I've nothing to do but love. I said love. Because tomorrow is my great day.
Church bells?
Why, you can ring them.
Hey, hey!
That's it, sing them.
Presents?
Go ahead and bring them, boys, because we'll need them right away. Say, I've nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. Then I've nothing to do but love, 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 love. I got a few things that I must borrow. Then I've nothing to do but love. Oh, I'll be coming right around the corner with my hi-hat, gloves, and cane. Then someone better go ahead and warn her, cause I'm so nervous I'm near insane. Oh, nothing to do but wait till tomorrow. Then I've nothing to do but love.
Tell us.
Oh, no, sir. We better not go into that.